Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the halachas of refuah, of medicine on Shabbos, and we will discuss more practical applications today. If someone gets a splinter, the halacha is you're allowed to remove that splinter on Shabbos. It's not a problem of refuah, even though it's not a case of nafal amishkov or it's dangerous. Even without that, it's not a problem of medicine on Shabbos, and the reason is because you're just removing the splinter. It's like removing some dirt from the body. It's not called a refuah. Removing dirt from the body or removing a splinter from the body is not considered a refuah. But the Mishbruah says you should be careful not to be moitzi dam, not to make it bleed when you're taking out that thorn. But it's mavuya in that Mishbruah that let's say you have a lot of tzar and the only way to get it out is making it bleed indirectly, then it would still be mutter. If it's hurting a lot, you could take it out. Just try not to make it bleed, and it's mutter to remove that splinter on Shabbos. It's not a problem of refuah. Now, a big shaila that comes up are sleeping pills. Are sleeping pills mutter to take on Shabbos? That means someone has a hard time sleeping, he has a little bit of insomnia, he's not sleeping well, and he wants to take these sleeping pills on Shabbos, is it mutter or not? So it's big of a chalikas apayiskin. Some say that's not considered refuah, because you're not really sick, you just can't sleep well, so therefore you can take the pill. Others hold that it is like a refuah, because like insomnia is refuah. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's not so posh to take the sleeping pills, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if someone is in a lot of tzar, he's really not sleeping, then he could take the pill. And the reason is because if he's up the whole night, does not sleep the whole night, he's going to be sick the next day. He's going to be a nafal amishkov. He's going to be incapacitated the next day. And therefore, you don't have to wait till you get to that matziv of being incapacitated. You can already take it before that and take the sleeping pills. So the bottom line is, if you're just taking it to help you sleep, you really are sleeping enough, then there's no real head to take the sleeping pills because it's machlekes, you shouldn't be mekel. But if it's a matziv, you're really not going to sleep without the sleeping pill, then it's mutter to take the sleeping pill on Shabbos. Now, what about a caffeine pill? A caffeine pill is a pill where you want to stay up longer. You don't want to fall asleep. You want to be awake. So most poskim hold that that's definitely not a refuah. It's just keeping you up, and it's not a problem to take that pill on Shabbos. There are some, I just want to say for refuahs, Yisrael from Rabbi Badner, he was not so happy about it. But most poskim hold that it's mutter to take a caffeine pill on Shabbos. And actually, in the Shana Yisrael, it brings down that if Tisha B'Av lands up on a Sunday, you want to take a caffeine pill on Shabbos, or a time-release caffeine pill, in order that it should help for Tisha B'Av. He also, it's mutter, even to take it for the next day, it's mutter to take it on Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. It's mutter to take this pill, as long as you don't speak out that I'm taking it for tomorrow, it's not a problem, again, because this is not considered a refuah. And those that take diet pills, most places can allow that as well, the diet pills, because it's not really a chayli, just making yourself feel satiated, therefore you're not going to eat that much, and therefore the diet pills are mutter to take on Shabbos. And what about birth control pills? Now, before I say anything about birth control pills, the halacha is that in order for someone who wants to take birth control pills, you have to ask a shayla first, because limiting fertility is a real shayla, and therefore you have to speak to a rav before any person takes birth control pills. But if someone has had to take birth control pills, the halacha is that most poskim hold that you could take them on Shabbos. And the reason is because they have to be taken every day. And they usually have to talk about that they have to be taken at the same time every day. Therefore, you don't have the eitzah of taking one before Shabbos and after Shabbos, because they have to be taken the same time every day. And therefore, most poskim allow to take these pills. And the same thing as someone who has infertility and they're taking pills in order to regulate and make them more fertile. Also, it's mutter to take those on Shabbos, and the reason is because, first of all, they started it from before Shabbos, you have that heter, and also it has to be taken the same time every day, and therefore, when someone suffering from infertility, there it's really more of a chayli, it's more of a refuah, but since they started it from before, and it's a regimen that has to be done over a few weeks' time, therefore, we'll semech on those paiskim to allow it, and they can take those pills every day, even Shabbos.